Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. Ted C. Fishman is the name of the books. Shock of Gray, also China Inc., both really important books, folks, that I encourage you to check out. And also, your all of your writings, I can find your new stuff. Is it tedcfishman.com? Is that right, Ted?
Yep. And Google is my friend, too.
Yeah.
If you search my name, you'll get more than 100,000 things, I'm afraid to say.
And you'll want to read every one of them, too, by the way, folks. and you'll thank me later. Okay, Ted, wrap it up for us. You've been to China. You're a China expert. Things are changing over there. You've been giving us that report. We didn't spend a lot of time on intellectual property because that's kind of the constant refrain back and forth between U.S. and China. But what else is there to know? What about Alibaba? Remind him what Alibaba is.
So Alibaba is like the eBay and Amazon of China put together. It's the online marketplace, and it's the biggest in the world right now. They announced their results yesterday, and they were spectacular. And Alibaba is a great story for American small businesses. It gives you entree to a very avid Chinese consumer who's hungry for American products and quality products. And Jack Ma, the leader, says Alibaba wants to get to be a $1 trillion marketplace.
Are they, so you're saying that small business owners can sell into Alibaba and should be looking into that?
They should. They should definitely be looking.
But isn't there
a problem? Alibaba is aggressive in courting American small businesses.
But the products have to be shipped to China and fulfilled from China, right? From a warehouse in China.
They can be. I don't know about that. But Amazon and Alibaba are right now in a price war, so the price of the shipping is going way, way down.
Well, the reason I said that is I've had guests on my show. I'll say the guy's name in a minute, whose business it is to have warehouses and to get small business owners to give him product, ship it to the West Coast. He puts it in containers, ships it to China to be ready to fulfill from China. In other words, so it lowers the cost of shipping. But if I want to do that, I've got to commit a certain amount of inventory.
Yeah,
and now it's going way over there, and that scares you.
Right. It's not your only way to do it. It's certainly a way to do it. Small businesses have been doing it the reverse way before. If they had a trading house, for example, they would source things in China, ship them in bulk to here,
right,
and then store them here. And that's been an effective strategy.
So what would be an example? What would be an example of something that China would want that they don't already have, that they haven't already stolen and made and are making themselves?
Well, I think any kind of condiment, for example, there's a thriving trade in gourmet products right now in the U.S. That kind of thing, cooking mm-hmm. implements, crafts, that are made here. We are still the world's second largest manufacturing economy in the world, and we've got stuff to sell.
Well, and of course, one of the things that a lot of Americans are concerned about is the knocking off of our intellectual property, stealing of our stuff.
Yeah, well, we should be gravely concerned about that.
And then they haven't changed any of that, have they? I mean, they're still basically thieves.
Well, they're getting good at protecting their own, but they still haven't stepped up to protect much of ours.
Yeah, so that's one of the things. I mean, of course, if you make a great mustard, I don't know. I guess they could knock that off over there, but. What is your advice to a small business right now, if they were saying, what are the opportunities in China?
My advice to small businesses in China is, if you're going to China to sell, which is not a bad idea, if you've got consumer goods that China consumers would like, is to do what you can to lay the groundwork for your intellectual property protection. Get a good lawyer, because over time China will evolve.
International protection, right? No.
Yeah,
not just U.S.
American lawyer working in China is the best way to do it. And that's key. That's very, very important to do. You might not feel that you get protection in the long run, but the companies that have invested in this and
right.
have had a long game.
Will the U.S. better. Commercial Service here in the United States help with China like they do in other countries?
It's astounding the job they do. You know, our embassy in China is the biggest in the world. There's more than 450
right.
people working there.
See, my recent article was about how much they help people, and they're as effective in China as they are other places.
Oh yeah, and they're a good group and a smart group, and they're on your
good.
Side.
That's good. That's good news, folks. So go read my article and take Ted's advice. Hey, Ted, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Jim.
Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ted joined us. And so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.